This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, two great radio stations all across America. A special shout out to KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri tonight, and you folks there in southeastern Missouri, down there around Cape Girardeau, over there into Arkansas, in that northwestern corner of Tennessee, listening to me right now. Good morning to you, and I hope you're having a great day. And a special shout out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, border patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for keeping us free and safe. Thank you for what you are doing. Now, to all the people out there working on the third watch, whether you're a trucker or in a warehouse or factory worker, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, or whether you're an Uber, a Lyft, or a taxi driver, or a bus driver, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all those out there, don't forget that you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can hear the show there if you want to hear it being broadcast live on the Internet. There's an Internet stream there that plays 24/7, plays the latest show over and over again every 4 hours. It repeats it until the live show comes on. And you can also check out all the free stuff I got over there. All right, Ms. Rosemary's on the air. Here, let's go here. Good morning, kiddo.
Yeah, let's go. Good morning, Captain, and hi, everybody. And absolutely, tomorrow night and the next night, I'm getting showers of blessings ready. I actually have to cut 4 pages down, so you know you're probably going to be mentioned. So be sure to be online, because for those, I really do prepare. Okay, I wanted to say hi especially to a 94, that's right, years old Marine veteran who listens every night named Forrest. And obviously, evidently the captain, he went to meet the captain at Mission Barbecue yesterday.
That's
so,
right.
Yes, thank you for your service, sir, and God bless you. My goodness, that's wonderful. He tunes in at 2 o'clock. He gets up every night to listen. So if you're listening, I salute you, sir. Okay, again, I'm working on the showers of blessing, people, because the captain's show is getting so big. It's so big. And there's just so many I want to shout out to. I've either talked to you on the phone or you're on every night or whatever. But, you know, we'll take 2 nights to do that, so start tomorrow. But tonight I just want to do a little cute little in-between thing. I wanted to keep it light. And that is one of the first songs that I ever did on here. I've done a lot of them. I was the Song of Conquest, because I love anything with confidence in it, by Sanctus Rio, and that's the first one I believe that Flip and I danced to on the radio when he had both feet. We'll go into that another time. But anyway, I only took a part of it, and you have to really hear the song. You have to pull it down, because obviously I can't sing it, and these songs are usually pretty, you can dance to most of them. But by Sanctus Rio, it's called Confidence. It's about facing our giants. And, you know, just listening to the news and listening to the captain and all the show, we do face some giants, you know. And so I'm going to start with part of it and leave out the first part of it. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king, so I'm going to trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror because you'll fight for me. I'll be a champion claiming your victory. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. I'm going to sing and shout and shake the wall. I won't stop until I see them fall. I'll stand and step out when you call, and I'll face these giants with confidence. You know, when you hear that song, there's more verses to it. I heard it yesterday, and I pulled it out again because of the fact that we're going through times when we are definitely facing giants. It may be your health. It may be, I don't know what kind of a crisis, but if you haven't had one, you probably will. And so sometimes we wonder, how are we going to do this? Well, we're going to do it like all the people did before us, and the great military people, and all those that, all our founders, and the people I just mentioned, biblical, it doesn't matter. Those people faced, and by the way, King David faced his first giant at the age of about 17. He knew how to fight them off because he took care of the sheep, and he had to protect those sheep. So he learned how to protect. And when everybody was so afraid, and King Saul backed down, because Goliath was the first giant that we know about that actually was terrorizing the nation of Israel for 40 days and nights, by the way. And little David, because of the confidence he had in God, he said, let's see who gets him. And with his little slingshot, we know what happened. He took him out. And also he took his own, I don't know how he did it, because he was a giant, but he took the giant's sword, because David didn't have a sword. He didn't have a sword. He had a slingshot. Remember, that's how he protected his sheep. So, you know, we all have those giants that we're going to face. They're not always going to be the same. Mine may not be yours. Yours may not be mine. I feel like I face some every day. I don't know about some of you. There's so many health crises and things. But you know what I've learned? And the more that you go through, I think the more you do learn how to handle them. You do what you have to take care of yourself health-wise. You can't just pray. You have to really do some things. But prayer does come in really handy there, people. Anyway, God bless you all. The captain's right. I always stay on all 4 hours of this show, so y'all need to know that. I don't just hang up and go, no. I listen to everybody, because everybody has something that they give, just like somebody new called in that first hour there, so you never know. So hang in there with the best show that I could ever know about, and blessings to the captain for that, because he's the one that steers the ship. But anyway, tomorrow night, I'll be prepared for the showers of blessing. God bless you all, and God bless America. Thank you so much, Captain.
All righty, it's Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We're going to break. When we come back, your phone calls are welcome. Kathy's going to give you the number here in a minute. We've got something to play here for Mitch McConnell, who got on the Senate floor and went after his critics and just nailed them to the wall. Way to go, Mitch. All right, here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And, you know, every now and then, people struggle with nagging pain, and some people have arthritis, and some people have pulled muscles, and some people have had surgeries, and this, that, and the other. And they give you that medication, it just makes you woozy and whatnot. Well, I've got a solution for you that, first of all, it's not narcotic. It's a natural remedy, and it's worked for me, and I have arthritis, and it's called Relief Factor. And I would suggest that if you're having any of the problems I just talked about, that you try the 3-week quick start. Follow the instructions. Take it the way it says to take it and see what it does for you at the end of 3 weeks. That's all I can tell you. It worked for me. Hopefully, it'll work for you. So here's the website to go to try the 1995 3-week quick start. It is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, we go to the telephone lines, and we've got Nelson with us up there in Jasper. Good morning, Nelson.
Hey, good morning. Captain, I wanted to ask a question about favorite sons or favorite daughters for president.
Back in the day, yep.
When I became involved in politics was way back in 1960. Of course, you don't have anybody in your audience that was active politically in 1960.
We might have. Be surprised.
Well, anyway, I'm one of them, and the idea was that I was active with the Young Democrats in the state of Maine, and I went to the Democratic State Convention in Portland that spring of 1960. And as we recall, 1960 was the year that John F. Kennedy got the Democratic nomination for president. Well, he did not attend that state convention, nor did Lyndon Johnson. But Stuart Symington, he was a U.S. Senator from Missouri, he attended, as well as our guy from Minnesota, Hubert Humphrey.
Yeah, I remember Symington. He ran for president, didn't he?
Yeah, right. And and he went to the Democratic State Convention in 1960, hoping that he would secure significant or whatever support, as well as did Hubert Humphrey. And Hubert Humphrey did contest quite well against John F. Kennedy, but Sam Lincoln really dropped off. But he was a great senator from Missouri. But anyway, basically, they were favored sons. And the idea was that if the convention could be blocked, stopped, without a favored getting whatever, then the favored sons or daughters would get into the mix, and they would try to use whatever leverage they could so that they could either nominate and control who would be the party candidate, or in fact, maybe lightning would strike and they would be one of those. Mm-hmm. And yet, with 20 people on the stage and others even still in the wings, no one is playing using... Is it that they've got nationalized these campaigns by TV and being on TV and so on in these so-called debates? Is that why we no longer have favorite sons and favorite daughters, or regional? Sometimes
I think it might be part of it because of the big, big, huge amounts of money and the way the networks seem to be directing things. After all, the Democratic Party told these networks, CNN and NBC, here's what we want to do. If you want to do the debates, here's the way you need to do it. And I think that's all part of it.
Well, I wondered about that because, frankly, if I were a candidate and I only had a chance maybe of 5 minutes to talk, and that sort of thing, which I don't listen to them or watch these debates, but my understanding is it appears that if a candidate is, you know, 10 candidates a night, they might get 5 or 10.
And who talked the most last night of all the candidates? Who were the two people that talked the most? Do you know? I do.
Not a clue. Yeah,
all right. It was Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me.
So you can see the way the networks are starting to direct people.
Absolutely.
And I'll bet you tonight, it'll be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I certainly would put the former vice president in that.
Again, it's the networks trying to direct them at the direction of the party, trying to direct the people towards a certain direction. And then when they cut it down from the 20 to 10 or whatever they're going to do, because the next debate there's going to be half as many people on the stage, you watch and see if that's not the case.
Yeah, well, this is why, in my estimation, that a smart person, if he, in fact, were going to be a candidate, he would go for that favorite son or favorite daughter.
Yeah, well, they used to do it, and you're right.
Presumably brought more people into the mix because people from Colorado would be interested in their candidate from Colorado or Missouri or whatever. Yeah. Well, anyway, have a great evening.
All right.
Yep,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nelson. And Nelson brings the way back into the picture the way politics was done for years and years and years. It's changed. It's not your daddy's political party anymore. And the idea of favorite sons, to be honest with you, I think we're two election cycles away from the last time it was done. I don't think we're going to see it again because of the fact that we've got so many candidates. So look at what the Republicans did. Let's see, was it Romney when they had all those candidates up on the stage, 14, 15, 16 of them or something like that? I believe it was. And then even with Donald Trump, when he got in the mix, I think there was 10 or 12 of them then before it got whittled down, if I remember correctly. So this seems to be the wave of the future. Get all these people, line them all up, and go from there. And then the networks are the ones that seem to be... directing them. Now, let me just play a second here of Ted Cruz, who was in L.A. Some of you may have seen the video. This is the way he was treated when he got off an airline plane and was headed through the airport in L.A. to go to a function. Now, obviously, these are a lot of them are younger people, not all of them. Some of them were older, but they knew the senator was coming through the airport. They knew when he was coming in. They knew where he was going, what he was doing, and they were there to set him up to protest him, if you will. Now, this is not the first time this has happened to Ted Cruz, and it won't be the last time. But unfortunately, in the words of Kamala Harris, I got enough time to do this. In the words of Kamala Harris, listen to this short blurb.
The idea that this president would attack the city of Baltimore and Elijah Cummings is just, you know, and the way he has done it is just a further example of the fact that the guy plays lowball. He is doing what he has done from the time he became a candidate, which he is trying to divide this country.
All right, Kamala, nice try. But the people that are trying to divide the country are the Democrats. Everything they say is what's going on. All right, is this Dan the Man?
Hey, I just heard your favorite son comment.
Okay.
And I think that eventually, what in politics, nothing dies forever. What comes around goes around. I think you'll start to see. John Kasich kind of did that in 2016. I mean,
how'd that work?
Well, it didn't work, but I mean, in a close election, in a close convention, you could hold your state delegates in your favor,
right?
So you need to release them,
right?
And you know they used to do that in Indiana before they changed the constitution, where you only had a governor could only hold one term before you could be reelected.
Yep.
And a lot of them did that. They got on the ballot for president, so they could hold. They would knew they would win Indiana. They would hold the state's convention delegates, go to the national convention, and get whatever they wanted on the platform or whatever.
Right.
But I think the platforms are pretty much right now dead, but I think eventually they'll make a comeback because they're going to have to just on fiscal matters, trying to get pay down a national debt, try to get the deficit under control. I mean, I watched part of that tonight and I turned it off. I mean, how are you going to pay for all this stuff?
They're not. It's all a continuation of what we know about with the Clark-Pivot strategy. They're trying to bankrupt America so they can go to one single payer and all that stuff. That's what they're trying to do, and this is their way to do it.
Well, they can't advertise it as free because somebody's got to pay for it, and it'll probably be
correct.
The average Joe. You know, the government will take more money out of his pocket.
It'll be everybody in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to send a bill to Indiana.
There you go. President Pence will never listen to that.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go, my friend.
It's always good talking to you. So,
all right, thanks.
Talk to you later on in the week.
Thank you very much. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. He brings forth a very good point. All right, going to do a little low rider going to the break here. We'll be back with our military and veterans news segment. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
About half of the field of Democratic candidates for the 2020 White House bid are in Detroit for the big second debate. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about his plan, Medicare for All.
Right now, we have a dysfunctional health care system, 87 million uninsured or underinsured, $500,000 Americans every year going bankrupt because of medical bills, 30,000 people dying while the healthcare industry makes tens of billions of dollars in profit.
North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast in defiance of UN resolutions. That's according to the U.S. and South Korea's military. The launch comes less than a week after Pyongyang's first weapons test in more than 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed edition time for our first report, military and veterans news report of the morning, and we've got quite a few things going on, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you, and here's more about them coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. So I want you to listen up for a moment here, because if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for a future, a pay raise, a promotion, and you're just spinning your wheels, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a very highly sought-after position. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's National Aviation Academy. The website again, naa.edu. Or you can give them a call,
schedule a tour. Take a tour of the facility by calling them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. National Aviation Academy, where the future looks bright. Now, we have found out that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to be paying a trip to Southeast Asia to include places like Thailand, and he's going to wind up in Australia, may or may not be going into North Korea to see if he can schedule another round of talks between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. We don't know yet. He may be. We'll just wait and see what happens there. But that'll be next week. And the other thing we heard yesterday from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was that President Donald Trump wants the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan drawn down before the 2020 presidential election, adding that the United States has seen real progress with security in the area. Now, I'm going to ask Colonel Jim in our next hour, or not next hour, in hour number four. Next hour is hour number three, but with Denise Simon. I'm going to ask Colonel Jim what he thinks of that idea and see what he tells me. In the meantime, two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. Green on blue, another one of the Afghan forces went after our two guys and killed them. Green on blue. Shame, shame, what a shame. Now, Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland in Texas has so far relocated about 200 permanent party and technical training residents as it tries to fix an overwhelming mold problem with some of its dormitories. And more moves are coming for the same reason. Wow. Now, the U.S. Senate failed to muster the 67 votes needed to override President Donald Trump's veto of three congressional resolutions meant to block his administration from bypassing Congress to sell weapons to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, so the sale is on. Congress failed. And Japan has formally expressed interest in writing for joining the F-35 program as a full partner. Now, the Pentagon apparently is planning to say no to that. They don't want the Japanese to have F-35s. I don't for the life of me know why, but okay, that's what we're hearing. Now, Britain is very busy these days overseas. A U.S. Special Operations soldier and British operator who died during deployment to Syria last year now has been revealed were killed in a friendly incident, not as a result of enemy action, as was originally announced. U.S. Special Operations Command confirmed that yesterday. And President Trump wants U.S. forces out of Afghanistan, but top non-commissioned officers from the services and combatant commands maintain that troops are still eager to go there and serve in that and other combat zones around the country. We'll see. By the way, Iran, Britain told Iran yesterday that if it wants to come out of the dark, it must follow international rules and release a British-flagged oil tanker seized by its forces in the Gulf. We'll see where that goes. And in a new video released yesterday, an Iranian Revolutionary Guard officer is heard telling a British warship not to interfere or put their life in danger as the parliamentary force using speedboats and a helicopter seized the UK-flagged commercial tanker in the Straits of Hormuz earlier this month. I heard that video, and I heard that audio in that video, and thought to myself, that had been me, I would have sunk the ships around the boat, and I would have shot down the helicopter. That had been me. Just saying. By the way, President Donald Trump's pick for the second highest military job, believe, and will have his chance today to publicly refute the sexual assault allegations leveled against him when he takes the stand in a potentially explosive confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Forces Services Committee Now, this is General John Hyten. He'll be testifying today. We'll see how that all goes. And he's been accused by one of his staffers, a female colonel, of conduct unbecoming. Now, service members stationed overseas probably don't think much about how their mail to and from the United States is delivered through the immense system of Army, Air Force, and Navy post offices, but the U.S. is withdrawing from the International Mail Treaty, which could either alter delivery for APO and FPO addresses or stop it altogether to where we would have to come up with a new way to get the mail to our troops. Just in time for Christmas, huh? By the way, did you hear about the man in Baltimore? Federal officials found a rocket launcher in his luggage, in a duffel bag. Yep, a rocket launcher. There was a picture of it yesterday on the web. Now, the Army is short about 6,000 junior enlisted infantrymen with a military occupational specialty manned at roughly 75% of its goal, and they're looking for another 6,000 infantrymen by spring. We'll see how that plays out. Might be getting some cooks and bakers back out on the field, huh? You think? Just saying that. We'll see. And by the way, the sailor who fell overboard on the USS Abraham Lincoln has been declared dead. Sailor went missing on July 17th. Search and rescue efforts failed to find him, so he has been declared officially dead right now. Now, the former Air Force Special Operations Chief, Lieutenant General Brad Webb, an experienced command pilot who was previously head of Air Force Special Operations Command, took command of the Air Education and Training Command. There you go. And congratulations to him for stepping up and moving up into that next position. He'll get another star. By the way, at first, the co-owner of the quirkly alien-themed motel down the street from the mysterious Area 51 site didn't take a posting for a prank Facebook event too seriously. But now, in lieu of the big storm ahead for the, quote, Area 51 turnout, his motel and every motel around for miles is completely sold out with people that are planning on coming to the Area 51 protests where they're going to storm the gates, so they say, go inside and demand to see where the aliens are. Wow. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All righty, that's Merle Haggard with the original theme from the song, from the show, Moving On with Will and Sonny. That was Claude Akins and Frank Converse were the two stars in that program, and they were always out there running around with that black Kenworth and that 40-foot reefer trailer they had, $2 a mile. They'd go anywhere the load wanted to go for $2 a mile. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, locally heavy rain is expected in several spots, and Tropical Pacific is very active with hurricanes.
Hurricane Eric tonight bearing down on the Hawaiian Islands, and Hurricane Plossy out there might be making a turn coming towards the Baja. We'll see. But anyway, let's take a look at where the locally heavy rain is. It's possible in several spots across the country tonight, which could lead to flash flooding. And a cold front arriving into the northeast will provide scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Increased monsoonal flow into the southwest, especially across the southeastern part of California and Arizona, Houston, let's see, Phoenix and Yuma and Tucson. All expecting heavy rain today and some flash flooding. And, of course, there will be showers and storms that will impact the Midwest. We're looking at parts of Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, right there around the lake, Lake Michigan. Also looking at Michigan and that sort of thing. And there you go. And we need to point out to everybody that it is going to be wet, because right now it is definitely raining out there in the, as I said, out there in Colorado, out there in Arizona. And we might get some rain in California, Colorado today, and California, all possible. We'll see how that all works around. And taking a look at the stagnant weather out there, again, out there in Oregon. And then we've also got around the Dallas Metroplex, we've got some air quality issues there. And it's just one of those deals where today it's hit or miss all around the country as far as the weather goes. And South Florida tonight, we've got showers that should be developing during the course of the evening. It's been in the 90s, very warm down there. It's going to be warm again today. It's very humid tonight, so showers are possible. There was a bunch of showers developing off the east coast in the Atlantic and in the Straits of Panama. So all that rain could be catching up if you're going across Alligator Alley. If you're south of Lake Okeechobee, you can be seeing showers down there. By the way, we still have some very high heat conditions today. New York City and parts of Jersey, Long Island. So it's going to be very warm there. High heat index warning, so be advised. And some areas up there run out of power. Around Rapid City, South Dakota, we've got some uncertain weather tonight, as the weather map shows me right now. So that's what we've got. Now, keep in mind that your Pilot and Flying J truck stop is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Back in the day, and I do mean back in the day, you'd pull into a Pilot truck stop. They had the really good hot dogs. You could get some really good hot dogs there on that that hot dog griller roller that kept rolling around, kept the hot dogs cooking. You know, you get a hot dog, a bun, maybe you might get a bag of chips, some large soda, and out the door you go and you'll be on your way. Because it was all about speed and convenience. They didn't really have a lot of extra stuff there. But now, goodness sakes, Pilot Travel Centers, Flying J Travel Centers. By the way, some of the Flying J's have not only got a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest grill in them, they've also got maybe a Wendy's or a McDonald's or a Pizza Hut or a Subway or a Taco Bell or a Chester's Chicken or an Arby's or a Dairy Queen in them as well. And, of course, the same goes for the Pilots. And you might even find a Dunkin' Donuts in the bigger ones, too. Or you might find a Dunkin' Donuts with full food up there in the Northeast at some of the Pilots that are up there. And they do have a full service menu. So check them out next time you see them. Pilot Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there. And if you're like Nelson, you go into the one there in Valdosta and tell them the captain sent you, you get a free cup of coffee. All righty, let's go to the telephone line. We got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand you watched the food fight in Detroit last night.
Well, the food fight was really over all things Medicare for All. That seemed to be where the largest part of contention was between the candidates, but it was rather fascinating because Jake Tapper was really asking questions regarding, you know, health care for all or Medicare for all, but kind of putting the candidates almost against each other. It was almost like a setup. Here's what's really fascinating. Let's go back a little bit to when we were trying to repeal Obamacare. It passed through the House. It was all the way through the Senate, and it came all the way down to John McCain. And, of course, he showed up and, you know, put a thumbs down on the Senate floor, so it failed. And, you know, the Democrats then were, we have to keep it, we have to keep Obamacare, we have to keep blah, blah, blah. And Republicans have done nothing, you know, to offer up any kind of alternative, the whole kind of thing. Well, last night, these candidates, not one even mentioned Obamacare.
Right.
Not one even defended Obamacare.
Yep.
And they continued to say how really broken the system was. And yet, the Republicans today should say, look, this is, you know, not one candidate defended Obamacare or the health care system, which was owned exclusively by whom? The Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Well, go get this one. Guess who was the most searched individual in the debates last night?
The Williamson
one. That's right, Marianne Williamson. And the two that got the most time were Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, and I do know that. You know, there were a couple on there that I don't think got, I mean, poor Amy Klobuchar. I'm not a big fan of hers, but I think she got three questions the whole night.
She's done.
Period.
She's done. Beto's gone. He's going back to Texas. Guess he's going to run for dog catcher. But anyway, he's gone. And there was, who was the other person that I heard was not, did very well? Well, Delaney was kind of a surprise. Hickenlooper, Tim Ryan. By the way, he stood up on the stage when the national anthem was played and did not put his hand over his heart. He clasped his hands in front of him together.
Correct.
Makes no sense.
Absolutely correct.
And that, in my opinion, cost him his chance. I realized he was probably trying to cater to the Nelson Kaepernick folks. Or whatever his name was. All right, well, here comes the music. We'll talk about it on the other side, but Denise wrote a great article, and we're going to get into that. She wrote a very good article about the Mueller campaign and the FBI people. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk, before we do, about Joe DeGenova, who's got some information coming out probably today. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.